calling all optimists or wannabe optimists, unite, because this is your time. This is the time that you live in abundance, give with abundance. This, right now, this is your time. Right now is the time for you to live with passion, to give with passion. Your success will be measured by how well you live. And how well you live is measured by how well you give. So get busy being you. Get busy making a difference in the world. You really are here to do something, to say something, to be someone. It's not an accident that you were born into this world now, at this time, that you're here occupying space. You're here with a mission. It was imprinted upon your soul at your birth. Be about it and get busy being you.
Stuck on you. Got his feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. This time on my way. I needed a friend. And the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you. Till the end. This I'm on my way. I might be glad to stay. Oh, oh. I guess it's time for me to come on home. Guess I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you could wear a ring for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. I might be glad to stay. Ooh, ooh.
Showtime.
Yes, it is. And live from Homer, Alaska, I'm Chris Story. And this is On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose.
Oh, say, can you see how the dawn's early light was so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Rendition of your national anthem. Welcome to the Top of the World. I'm Chris Story along with Mr. David Webb, bringing you what my mom calls the greatest show on earth. Brought to you in part by Horizon Wireless. Horizon Wireless, 907-226-3130. 907-226-3130. Horizon Wireless called me on Friday. Actually, the owner, the founder of the company, called me on Friday and asked me to do a couple of tests over the weekend because they were enhancing their system. I'm sorry, what? What? Oh, you're telling me that the owner of the system you go with never has called? That's because you're not with Horizon. If you're with Horizon, you're with the best team possible behind the scenes, and they've got incredible wireless packages up and down the peninsula. Call today. Call this number. 907-226-3130. Horizon Wireless. Oh, man. We're going to have some fun today here on Top of the World. I did this experiment, heard an interview over the weekend, and I said to myself, self, could I do that? And I landed on the idea that I could. So what experiment? I'll share that with you in just a little bit. First, I'm reading James Allen's great little masterwork called As a Man Thinketh. In fact, I finished it over the weekend. It's a very short little book. But he's got a quote in there. Let me just get some Captain's coffee here. This is going to fix everything. Stand by. Oh, that's good Captain's coffee right there. James Allen. Mind is the master power that molds and makes. And man is mind, and ever more he takes. The tool of thought and shaping what he wills brings forth a thousand joys, a thousand ills. He thinks in secret and it comes to pass. Environment, see, is but his looking glass. James Allen. Beautifully done. The little book is such a worthy little read. It's something that I keep on my library shelf close to my... I have my library segregated out weirdly. It's not by topic per se. It kind of is and it isn't. I've got biographies over here. I've got a little bit I've segregated out by topic, but typically it's by mood. And I've got to tell you, I put James Allen right in there with Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich and Dr. Joseph Murphy's The Power of the Subconscious Mind and certain things. It's kind of all thought related. And I'm telling you, it's a powerful little book, and I'd recommend picking up any kind of a copy. They're all out there. He's got another little book called From Poverty to Riches. That's worth having on your bookshelf as well. And a lot of times they come conjoined. So I would definitely check into that. I've got this little experiment. I'm going to put it off for a moment. I was going to do that now, but I have to put that off. So just know that something cool is coming, something really cool. Probably the coolest thing, maybe one of the coolest things I've ever done on live radio. We'll see what you think. It's a little bit of a theatrical production. Like I said, I kind of heard about this thing over the weekend on an interview, and I thought, you know, let me see if I can do it. So I did something, and I'll let you judge whether I did it well or not. It's time now for your Alaskan Mindbender, presented by Captain's Coffee. Captain's Coffee, truly the greatest cup in the world's greatest cup, found at captainscoffee.com. Now, not just the world's greatest coffee, biscuit sandwiches, breakfast burritos, BLT, one of the greatest BLTs you'll ever have, and cups of soup and fresh baked bread at Captain's Coffee.
You did it! Congratulations! World's best cup of coffee. Great job, everybody. It's great to meet you.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find...
You can do what I do. Roll on through the drive-thru or come on in to Captain's Coffee, captainscoffee.com, and you can order custom roasted beans delivered direct to your door. Captainscoffee.com.
They've got to sell their quota, and the way things are, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee.
What is a zillion anyway? Is our national debt up to a zillion yet? I think so. Pretty close. Enter to win a free coffee card right now to Captain's Coffee. Let's give away four coffee cards today. We'll double our usual. The question today is, what's the last best movie you watched? Could be a current movie, could be an old classic. What's the last best movie you watched? At 907-299-7653, 907-299-7653. kind of odd. The Barbie movie, a lot of people that I've talked to actually loved, didn't like it, but loved the Barbie movie. I haven't been to it yet. I know it's getting, boy, it's breaking the box office. I mean, of course, I don't know, it's summer. But, you know, just that just struck me as a little bit odd. I overheard several conversations of people I know, like and trust, and all telling me really, really good things about that movie. Which it just started me thinking, well, what's the last best movie I've seen? And I think, and I don't even know why, but it really struck a chord with me. It's called A Man Called Otto with Tom Hanks. I didn't expect to like it. In fact, I didn't even want to watch it. Yeah, I just had no interest in watching it. But Tiffany wanted to see it. And so, you know, we watched it. And anyway, it was actually really good.
Hi, this is Eric from Echo Lake Meats. If you've been in the store, you might have seen our new dry age machine. We are doing our own in-store dry age beef. It's a 28-day dry age product, and we have it on a rotation that comes out every 2 weeks on a Saturday. Yeah, this dry ager was actually from Italy and has been imported, and this company has fine-tuned the art of dry age, so it's got proven track record. You're absolutely going to love it. You can pick your cut of meat and how thick you want it, and it's absolutely out of this world. It's a traditional method used by butchers to craft exceptional, tender, and flavorful meat. The process relies on the passage of time and the meat's natural enzymes to slowly tenderize each cut, resulting in the best steak you've ever tasted. Yeah, when this steak comes out, it's noticeably different. It's got a different flavor, very tender. You can cut it with a butter knife. This is absolutely delicious. Treat yourself. You got to come in and get one and try it. You're going to love it.
Thank you, Eric, one of Alaska's greatest butchers, Echo Lake Meats. They're on K Beach Road. You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. Christopher Story here along with Mr. David Webb. The question on deck today for a free coffee card at Captain's Coffee is, what's the last best movie you watched? Text in right now at 907-299-7653. Coming up, I'm going to share a thought experiment with you that I think was a massive success. Let's see what you think when we return to the top of the world. Men do not attract what they want, but that which they are. James Allen. You are listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. Getting some cool answers here for our mind bender presented by Captain's Coffee and captainscoffee.com. Here's something interesting from Willie. This says something a lot about him. He said the question, I'll repeat it. What's the last best movie you watched? 907-299-7653. Text in. No wrong answer, just curious. Again, I didn't expect to like A Man Called Otto. I really didn't want to even watch it. And it was like, man, it stuck with you. It was one of those movies that just stuck with you afterwards. And it was a very interesting meaning of life. I would never watch it with young people at all, just because it's about a guy who's depressed, you know, basically. But it was interesting. It was very, very interesting. Left an impression. What about you? 299-7653. Willie says, the last movie I went to see at the theater was Up in Smoke when it first came out here in Homer. That would have been like 1979 or 1980 or something like that. That's funny. Dave says, the best movie ever was It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World, an oldie but a goodie. I've never seen it, never even heard of it. I kind of feel like he's making it up. I'm going to have to go look it up. A Mad, Mad, Mad World. Ron says, Lonesome Dove. I'm in the process of watching it again. Something interesting, Ron, and I have this... Well, you remember, it's my humility that makes me great. And I have this great ability to make everything about myself in certain instances. This is one of those times, Ron. Thank you for bringing that up. Lonesome Dove was based on a cattle drive, as you well know, from Texas to Montana. And a guy called Lawrence Story, actually, was it Lawrence? Leonard, thank you. Leonard Story actually was the impetus behind that. The story was actually created about Leonard Story, whom there's a large statue in the middle of Bozeman, Montana, in his honor. He was a multimillionaire in Bozeman as a cattle driver and ranchman and real estate entrepreneur. And I interviewed a guy here on this very program from Georgia, and he turned me on to the whole story about Leonard, and I've read a couple of other biographies about it. Anyway, really interesting, Leonard's story at the heart of Lonesome Dove. And Ron, I can't thank you enough for giving me the opportunity to share that. So you, my friend, are one of our honorary winners today of a Captain's Coffee card. What about you? What's the last best good movie you saw? Dave, the producer, David Webb, says Cadence. It's so old that Lawrence Fishburne was billed as Larry Fishburne on the movie Cadence. He says it's great and it also has some great music. Okay, so I heard an interview with Lord Geoffrey Archer. I'm sorry, but if I ever had been in the House of Lords or something like that, I would refuse to let people call me Lord Archer, but I digress. He goes by Lord Geoffrey Archer. He's an acclaimed novelist, and he was challenged to write a 100-word story in less than 24 hours. Now, his story was great. I will just tell you that because I heard it. He read it actually in the interview. It took about 40 seconds or something. It was great. It was actually pretty interesting. It was about a stamp collector who ended up burning the rival stamp to make his more rare or maintain its rarity. Anyway, it was an interesting little story. And I thought to myself, could I do that? Could I write a 100-word story that would be interesting, that would even matter? And so early this morning, I tried one. And I'm going to share it with you. And then what you need to know is that one led to four. So here's the first one. When will you learn? Gary loved school. If it were up to him, there'd be no summer, no break whatsoever. Year-round school is what Gary would prefer. When forced to take the occasional hiatus from class, Gary spent his time reading. He'd read anything he could get his hands on. Every topic interested Gary. Then he met Rebecca. She was so smart and so pretty. He could talk to her for hours. One day, Gary came to the park where they often met. Rebecca's mom was there waiting for him. That was the day when Gary learned the ultimate lesson of love and loss. Round and round. The pottery wheel spun like a top. The wet clay, once centered, hummed at a higher rate of speed. The potter put her hands around the moist lump of earth, cupping the wet form into a ball, then plunging her thumbs deep inside. Her mind was empty. Nothing existed in the world but the bowl being born before her. The explosion was felt long before it was heard. The heat met her skin, like reaching into a raging kiln at full temperature. Little boy fell silently from the sky, then raged through her studio like a bull on fire. You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. Christopher Story here in the middle of a 100-word short story sprint. Took up the challenge. Have you ever thought about it? You should do it. Try it. Write a 100-word short story with a beginning, middle, and somewhat of an end. Got two more to come. Why not? When will you begin to understand, my boy? Understand what? The lad replied. Your place in the world, your limitations. You can't just do as you please. The headmaster wasn't angry, simply determined to make a difference in the life of a young student. How will I learn my limitations without pushing against them all the time? You simply need to know your place, and you can't always do as you please in life, the headmaster repeated. Why not? Well, you just can't. No offense, sir, but I will. He did, all the way through to his final conscious moment in Ford's Theater. Open house, closed casket. The door was ajar when I walked up the concrete sidewalk, still wet with morning dew. The open house sign had two balloons dangling like the listless arms hanging at a crippled man's side. Hello? I said, pushing the door open. No answer. The hardwood floors greeted me like an old friend. The ceiling was high, and up overhead was a massive crystal chandelier. As I reached the bottom of the curved staircase that rose elegantly towards the second floor, the door slammed shut behind me. The man held a kitchen knife dripping with blood. He said, "Welcome home."
Got a package full of wishes. A time machine, a magic wand, a globe made out of gold. No instructions or commandments, laws of gravity or indecisions to uphold. Printed on the box I see, Acme's build a world to be. Take a chance, grab a piece, help me to starts now.
You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose, and I must tell you, if anyone from the Broadcast Hall of Fame was listening, they would induct this particular show, because nobody, I promise you, nobody has the bravery, the courage, the intestinal fortitude to do what I've done, to pair a horror short story in 100 words with a beautiful piece of music like this from John Androsic. So, you may know him as Five for Fighting, but if you're friends with him, you just call him John. Okay, let's be honest with each other. You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. I hope you're having as much fun as I am. We've got just a moment or two left of our round one Alaskan Mindbender presented by Captain's Coffee. The question was, what's the last best movie you've watched? You can answer at 907-299-7653. Textual messages, please, with your name and answer at 299-7653. Dave texted actually a link to It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World, 1963 film. So apparently I will be watching that because I appreciate what he's got to say. I think I'll check it out. What about you? What's the last best movie you've seen? We've got a whole lot more coming up, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on Top of the World. You are listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose, presented in part by VBS Heating and VBSHeating.com. For more than 20 years, VBS Heating has kept you warm in Alaska all winter long. And now, guess what? They've got Uni pizza ovens. I cannot wait to get my hands on one. These are so cool. If you've ever seen them, they literally can cook your pie in 90 seconds. I mean, come on. Plus, they've also, at VBS Heating, got solo stoves and all the accessories. And check out their sale. Join me right now. Check it out. 40% off. Go to vbsheating.com or in Homer. You can go to the corner of Pioneer and Bartlett and check them out in person. Or go online, vbsheating.com. Plus, get this. not just a heating store, not just meeting your heating needs, but also your eating needs with AK Gourmet Batter for seafood, chicken, veggies. They've got five distinct flavors to choose from. Unless you forget, winter is coming. Get your Toyo service now, not then, now. Before old man winter arrives, contact the great service techs at VBS Heating and VBSheating.com. All right, we're closing out round one of our Mindbender. Max was the last one in under the rug, and he said Dunkirk was his favorite movie of late. Dunkirk, and that truly was a great movie. Really was. If you haven't seen it, see it. It was awesome. Time now for Alaskan Mindbender, round two, presented by AJ's Old Town Steakhouse and Old Town Homer. You deserve a night out on the town. Make it AJ's Old Town Steakhouse. 907-235-9949. I highly recommend a reservation. If it's just a couple of you, you can probably wander in some night. But just make a reservation. You know you want to go. Go online, ajsteakhouse.com, or call 235-9949. And if you leave a voicemail, they'll text you back with a confirmation or call you back, whatever your preference. AJ's Old Town Steakhouse and Old Town Homer. Here's a question. This is truly a mind bender. You don't have to answer it immediately, but don't wait till the last second. Enter to win early, because I think if you just go with your gut, you could probably answer this question easily. And without, if you think too much, you'll probably make it more complicated than it need be. So here's your question. If you could have one of the following, which would it be and why? Just one of the two following powers. Which one and why would you want it? Invisibility or the ability to fly? Which would you pick? Invisibility or the ability to fly? 907-299-7653. Think about that for just a hot second. Don't think on it too much, because I think your instinct is probably your best answer. 299-7653. You're going with invisibility or the ability to fly. As I work on the Schoolyard Millionaire with production eyed at on or about November, early November, remember, I want it in your hands by Thanksgiving. That's my goal. I've been rereading and thinking about The Backyard Millionaire. And that's a book I wrote in 2020, published in 2021. And Michael Dukes did the recording. We've been playing these over the course of the summer. We've been playing the chapters out of The Backyard Millionaire. Here's chapter 6 as read by Michael Dukes.
Chapter 6. Oscar and I finished our lunch quietly. My mind was racing with the idea that in many ways I'd felt like a prisoner in my own life, and Larry was a fellow inmate who taunted me. Oscar, you said you invest, and you see me as an investment. Yes, that's true. Thank you, I said. You're welcome. August, those are two of the most powerful words in the English language. Not only did you say them, I felt the meaning in them. What else do you invest in, besides hardware clerks? I asked, smiling wide. Yes, well, my day job, as they say, is real estate. Shortly after the rebirth of my new life, I read a book on real property. With a shift of mindset I was going through, I began to see myself as a real estate investor. That's when everything changed for me.
You mean because of the money?
No, not just the money. That came slowly. What changed was my entire purpose. I saw myself no longer as merely an employee, but as an investor. Even had business cards printed up declaring to the world that I was an investor. My job was now a means to earn enough capital to acquire my first property. My wife and I agreed on a new budget that would allow us to save money. We opened an investment account, and well, the rest is history.
How many properties do you own?
That's not important right now. I want you to focus on the mindset, the philosophy that makes everything else possible. Oscar took the last drink of his coffee.
I get it, I think.
Thinking is the crux of the matter. How you think is how you live. Oscar pulled out a small book and slid it across the table to me. As a Man Thinketh, by James Allen.
Is this about investing? I asked as I picked up the little book and thumbed through the pages.
No, well, yes, in a way. It's about investing in your mind. It's taken from the Bible. As a man thinketh, so is he in his heart. Allen wrote a book around this idea, this philosophy.
How you think will shape your entire life, your world. I can't wait to read this. I looked up, suddenly embarrassed. I mean, if you meant to loan it to me, that is. No, it's not a loan. Keep it. This book is a gift. I have a dozen more copies at home. It's one of my favorite messages to share. You will want to read and reread it. Mark it up. Underline what makes sense to you, so on your second read or even the third time through, you can jump to what really hits home with you. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. Yesterday was pretty hard. I don't think I've ever been so embarrassed or angry for that matter. You really helped me see everything differently. I feel like I have power. Power over my life. I felt my eyes welling. August, you are starting to see in yourself what I saw in you that first time we met. You are powerful. You are capable. You matter, and you will make a difference. I gave you Born to Live because I wanted you to accept, from within, that you really do have a purpose. Now I want you to read As a Man Thinketh so you will understand the power of your mind over your circumstances in life, the circumstances of today and of the tomorrow you're building for yourself. I smiled, thinking back to a few days ago when I thought this guy was just a poor old codger in need of his afternoon meds. Oscar, you're rich, aren't you? I asked, even though I was pretty sure I knew the answer. Yes, very, Oscar said without hesitation. I gave a knowing nod. Figured. I polished off the last sip of my coffee. But so are you. Now you lost me. I'm not rich. In fact, I barely get by on my... I stopped short. Oscar's wide smile and the twinkle in his eye were telling me I was off course again. Oh, you mean like I'm rich like you meant I'm educated? Let me put it this way. I once knew an old-timer who was worth nearly $40 million. You'd say he was rich, right? Of course, I said, a little too eagerly. Yes, that's a lot of money. I don't care who you are. That's a fortune, all right. One day, this old-timer got a phone call that no one wants. A call from his doctor. Oscar looked down at his hands folded on the table. You okay? I asked. His normally smiling eyes were somber. He looked like he was about to cry. Og, life is never more precious than when you're about to lose it. My old friend, who'd really become more a mentor to me, was dying. His body was bankrupt, even though he could buy and sell anything in the world he wanted. The one thing he wanted most was out of his reach. Health. He wanted more time with his family. During his illness, which was short, as it turned out, he never once went down to that bank to visit his dollar bills. No, this old boy spent every waking moment with his wife, who he'd neglected for most of their 40-year marriage. He spent time with the grandchildren he barely knew. The last days of his life were spent investing in the only worldly treasure that really matters, his family. Oscar looked away, then waved his empty cup in Wendell's direction. He came over and filled both our cups. He didn't say a word. I suspected he sensed that there was a moment happening at our table, one best not to be interrupted. We each sipped our steaming coffee for a while in silence, the quiet space I was now very accustomed to with Oscar. I was the one to break it. Oscar, I'm sorry. You two must have been close. Thank you. Yes, we were. But I learned more from him in the final days of his life than in all the years I'd spent in his shadow learning about real estate. Do you know something, August? He would have spent his entire fortune, every penny, for one more day with his beloved family. Prior to that phone call from his doctor, he wouldn't have tapped his accounts for any reason other than to grow them. Look, I'm all about growing my wealth and increasing my assets. But what he taught me in those final days was about balance. If you have all the money in the world, or at least your share of it, and you die alone, have you ever really lived? I guess that means I'm ahead of the game then. I don't have any money. I laughed. Then I caught myself. I'm sorry, that was rude. No, it was funny. Never mistake the absence of money for poverty, though. Isn't that the very definition of poverty, being broke? I asserted. A definition, just not mine. I say that if you have millions in the bank but don't have your health, you are poor. Same goes for family. Full bank accounts and monthly cash flow can't replace the warm embrace of a loved one. The poorest among us are rich by most means of measuring, Oscar explained. Easy to say all this when you have enough money, or better still, more than enough. If you're like me, trying to make ends meet every month, this sounds like a bunch of bull. I could feel my face flush. No offense, I'm just saying. I hear you. Again, you can't offend me, August. Oscar's now familiar crooked smile told me he was enjoying this. Go on. I'm just saying that when you have money, it's easy to say all this. Like, family is all that matters, and, oh, lucky you have your health. Oscar reached into his inside coat pocket and pulled out a leather-bound checkbook. I already paid for lunch, I said.
Yes, and thank you. Nothing I love more than a free lunch. We both laughed. This is for you, Oscar said as he began to make out a check.
Wait, what, why?
How much? Oscar asked, his eyes sparkling.
How much? What do you mean?
How much for a kidney? You've got two, right? What if I need one? What's it worth to you?
Oh, I see. You're making fun of me.
Not at all. Okay, no kidney. How about a lung? Or your legs? Or just the use of your legs? Would you sell your legs to me for $1 million?
Oscar was poised over his checkbook, pen in hand, ready to write. Of course not. I get it. Yes, health is worth a lot, but still...
But still what? You have a healthy body, a clear mind, and a beating heart. You wouldn't accept any amount of money in exchange for any of that, right?
Right.
Then there's nothing else to say. You're a $10 million or a $100 million man. Once you get your head wrapped around that, the money part becomes a game. You're as smart as anyone who's already made their fortune. The difference between you and them is your mindset, which you are beginning to shift. And if you shift far enough and soon enough, by the time you're my age, you'll not only have made your fortune, you'll appreciate it.
As long as my fortune includes my family and health, you mean?
By George, you've got it. I think I just witnessed a rebirth. Oscar stood up. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Please welcome the newest member of the Backyard Millionaires Club, August, he said through cupped hands.
Oscar started clapping as he panned around the now crowded dining hall. I was mortified as one by one, the mystified patrons of Wendell's Lunch Rush joined in the applause.
That's for you, August. That's for you, he said as he sat down.
The other diners went back to their meals and conversations.
Oscar, that's crazy. I'm no millionaire, I said with a half smile.
Oh, yes, you are, Oscar replied.
You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. That was chapter 6 of my book, The Backyard Millionaire. We're going to learn how to optimize our lives when we return here to the top of the world. Stick around. You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. I'm Christopher Story, along with Mr. David Webb, bringing you what my mom calls the greatest show on earth. So can you really optimize your own life? Yes, you can. I'll make a case for that in just a moment. Quick reminder, our question for round two, you're playing for a gift certificate to go to AJ's Old Town Steakhouse with. Question is, if you could have one of the following superpowers, what would it be? Invisibility or the ability to fly? I want to inspire you by reading Angie's husband's answer. He says, I already feel invisible, so I would like to fly. But as Bob Hope said, if God intended for man to fly, he'd have given them tickets. What about you? Angie's husband feels invisible already, so he'd like to fly. What about you? 299-7653. You've just got moments to enter to win. All right. If you can optimize your life, would you? Yes, you can. Will you? It's up to you. But here's my case for it. Essentially, optimists such as myself, and maybe you, it's a practice. You don't always have that optimism. We lean that direction. I think everybody's got two sides of the same battery, positive and negative. I lean towards the positive. But even still, some things happen. Even still, wrenches get thrown into the works from time to time. And then I have to lean on that optimism more heavily. I have to use the practice. So I've made it a practice to every single day reinforce optimism in my own life. So it isn't, yes, it may come more naturally to me than you or somebody else you know that kind of leans pessimistic, and that's okay. Just remember, it's a practice. And I liken it to earning a black belt in karate. If you earn a black belt in kung fu or karate or jujitsu, whatever it is, you have to maintain that practice, or what you've learned will begin to rust away. So you have to practice it every single day. It's like health. It's healthy eating, exercise. All these things are a daily practice. And I submit to you that optimism is the same thing. It's like a muscle. It has to be worked daily. But I will tell you this, and this is my case for optimism. Optimistic people have better mental health, reduce stress in your life, and lower anxiety. We're all going to go through it. I mean, if the last few years proved anything at all, we're all going to sometimes go through something. Sometimes it's together. Sometimes it's alone. But having an optimistic outlook, you're going to get through it better. A positive outlook will enhance your resilience during these challenging times. We know that it's scientifically proven that optimistic people do have, by and large, better physical health and faster recovery from incidents of disease or illness. Optimism can be a fuel towards whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. Whatever your goals are, whatever the challenges are set out in front of you, and there are challenges, no matter what your goal, how high or low it is set, there's going to be some stumbles, there's going to be some falls along the way. Having an optimistic practice that you employ daily will help you get there and will actually fuel and ignite a certain energy within to help you accomplish those things without. And just overall life satisfaction. I mean, truly, when you face challenges and you face them with whatever attitude you've got, at the end of it all, when you look back over time, when you faced challenges with an optimistic viewpoint, when you saw the brighter side even during the darkest of days, you have and tend to have more satisfaction with those memories, with what life was. And you'll remember that the real power of optimism is in living in the present. Maybe dark, maybe a tough time, but when you stay present, you tend to be more positive and can have a little bit more hope at the end of that tunnel. That's my case for living an optimistic lifestyle. And it's times like these we can't replace. It's times like these we must embrace. And even though it's bittersweet, it brings us to our knees. It makes us who we are in times like these. Well, the thing about times like these is, as Paul Harvey said, there have always been times like these. So what happened in history on this day? Well, you might recall with your historical perspective that it was in 1057, Macbeth, the king of Scotland, was killed in a battle at Mactumcanor. That's right. You'll remember that, of course. In 1483 on this day, Pope Sixtus IV consecrated the Sistine Chapel. That was in 1483. Consecrated the Sistine Chapel. 1914 on this day, August 15th, the Panama Canal was opened to traffic, connecting the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. On this day in 1945, World War II, victory over Japan, VJ Day, was celebrated in the United Kingdom and several other allied nations. Yeah, never been times like this, right? I mean, come on. Never had it so bad as 2023. Oh, 1947, India gained its independence from British rule. And that was done through nonviolence, primarily at the behest of Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi. Boy, a lot of violence along the way to get there, though. On this day, 1965, the Beatles played to a crowd of over 55,000 at Shea Stadium, New York City. Groundbreaking moment in music history. 55,000 screaming fans for the Beatles, 1965. 1971, on this day, Bahrain gains independence from the United Kingdom. Who could forget that day? 1998 on this day, the Omaj bombing in Northern Ireland killed 29 and injured hundreds more during the deadliest attack of the Troubles. You know that's what they call it, right? The Troubles. The Troubled Times. They're so tongue-in-cheek. It was during the Troubles. What's funny, not funny, but interesting, Tiffany and I, we're planning a trip to Ireland in 2018. We went with my daughter Zoe and my mother-in-law Jackie, and Tiffany wanted to go up to Northern Ireland. Now, I had not paid attention, and this may be a surprise to you, or not. You may be like, yeah, duh, it's you, Chris. But I lost track of what was happening in Northern Ireland. I still assumed that they were bombing each other, and you know there was a lot of violence. And she said something about, let's during our 3 weeks there, let's buzz up to Northern Ireland. I'm like, no, I don't think so. Please, you want to? No. And then she had to show me on something called the internet. You may be aware of this, that those troubles were over. And by and large, it's safe now for almost everybody to be in Northern Ireland. So I thought that was interesting. We didn't make it there, but we're going to go back and we'll check it out. In 2007, an 8.0 magnitude earthquake struck Peru's capital of Lima, killing more than 500 people. In 2007, on this day. 2018, a highway bridge collapsed in Genoa, Italy, resulting in the death of over 43 people. And again, I'm just telling you all of this because there have always been times like these. And the best thing you could do is live in the present.
Again with the sweatpants.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
You know the message you're sending out to the world with these sweatpants? You're telling the world, I give up. I can't compete in normal society. I'm miserable, so I might as well be comfortable.
I won't give up on you if you don't give up on me. It's time now for The Word, presented by TBC Radio. Get the word out about your business right here on the radio with TBC Radio, tbcradio.com, or you can call Josiah at 907-803-9424, 803-9424, TBC Radio. And your word is exciting today. I love this word, and I use it, but I always mispronounce it, I believe. It's spelled, well, I'll just tell you what it is. It's ebullience, and it's spelled E-B-U-I-L-L-I-E-N-C, from ebullient, which actually is a root of, from the Latin root of ebullire. Of course, you knew that, which means to boil or to bubble up. And ebullient means simply to uplift or to be enthusiastic, exuberant joy. So to be ebullient is to be full of joy. Used in a sentence, her ebullient laughter filled the room, spreading an infectious joy to everyone around. Ebullient. So be ebullient. But I always think in terms of it as being I. Don't know why. But I saw it come across my computer today. I was reading an article and the word came across. And I was like, ebullience? What does that mean? It's like, oh, ebullient. Oh, I always thought it was I, ebullient. But it's E-B-U-L-L-I-E-N-C-E. I think we can share this, right? I mean, you know I'm not a good speller. I think you know that. I mean, I have an editor for a reason. I have two editors for a reason when I write books. But anyway, I just thought it's such a cool word. Use it in a sentence today and impress your friends tomorrow. Ebullient or ebullience, your choice. Thanks for being here with me. If you feel like sharing the show, you can go onto our website at ilovehomeralaska.com/podcast. You can check it out. We've got over 750 On Top of the World's there for you, or you can listen to The Backyard Millionaire, How to Create Wealth Where You Are with What You've Got. We're on Spotify and iTunes and Amazon Music and all the stuff. Of course, it's a live radio show, and that means a lot to me. It probably does to you, I don't know. But I love radio, and these shows always emanate as live radio, but then we do put it out as a podcast because a lot of people can't listen during this time slot or what have you. And if you feel like sharing it with a friend that's outside of our footprint, you can do that at ilovehomeralaska.com/podcast. For all of us here on Top of the World, I'm Chris Story, reminding you to look forward, learn from the past, but live the good life right here in the present.